to C12 Episode 7, our Tool of the Week segment. I'm joined as regularly by Richard Byrne. So, Richard, what have you been up to, and what do you have for us this week?
So, I've been trying to stay out of the rain in Maine, and I've been playing around with a new mapping tool. Actually, it's not new. I should say it's a revamped mapping tool from GeoCommons MapMaker. Has been out for a few years. I first opened it a few years ago, and just recently discovered that they've changed a few things, and it's a really great way to make data visualizations and overlay them onto a map. They have 12 different bits. You can use a street map or a road map or a more standard just Earth satellite view. And there's over 49,000 data sets that are publicly available for you to mix and mash and do whatever you want with. And if 49,000 data sets is not enough for you, you can upload your own.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, and when you're done, you can export all your files to a KML file and dump it into Google Earth or Google Maps. You could also just embed them into your blog or website if you want to. So I think it'd be a great way for kids to maybe try to make some correlations between physical geography data sets and human geography data sets. You know, how does environment affect certain segments of the economy, that sort of thing. And just, you know, limitless possibilities of GeoCommons. So I've been playing with that. And the other tool that I'm kind of excited about, or got excited about again, I should say, is CrocoDoc. CrocoDoc.com is a tool for collaboratively annotating PDFs. Oh. And recently made the switch to HTML5, which means it now works on an iPad.
Nice. Nice, that's great. So how does that work?
CrocoDoc?
Yeah.
So you can upload your PDF to CrocoDoc. You can register on the site, but you don't have to. And then you can dump your document into your own web page, or you can annotate it directly on the CrocoDoc website itself. Again, it's HTML5, and anyone can come along and you can say highlight a sentence and write a comment about that sentence. I think it'd be really good for teachers to do some editing of student work, or for students to do their own peer editing. In fact, when I wrote the blog post about it, I had a teacher comment that that's actually what she was doing, is she's grading her students' essays using CrocoDoc and just sending them right back without ever having to print anything or actually write on a piece of paper anymore.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really useful. And of course, being able to do it from an iPad or you know, whatever tablet you might have in front of you, or PC, that's great. That's quite useful.
Yeah, I thought so.
Excellent. Well, good. So this is Richard, of course, is continuing on over from talking a little bit ago about our new efforts. We'll just give that a quick shout out. So make sure you watch the other segment, our interview for C12 with him and Angela Myers. We're launching a course on WizIQ called So You Want to Be a Leader, and really looking at teacher leadership and entrepreneurship and ways to kind of take what you do as a teacher to the next level and perhaps even be rewarded a little bit for it. So, Richard, thank you for coming on and talking to us about your tools of the week. And you can check out Richard's blog at freetech4teachers.com and the post there, obviously. This will, but very much appreciate you being here, Richard.
Thanks, Chris. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.